Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Hey everybody, how are you? This is Lee Olivas talking about. I'm Lee Olivas, thank you for tuning in. I had a little technical difficulty. Today's show is about Biden and Trump, and are they too effing old, but who's better for the country? You know, recently Jon Stewart did a little show where he talked about the age, collective age, of these two individuals, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of 160 years combined. That's how old these guys are, 160. I mean, to me, that is crazy, y'all. That's cray-cray. But let me get down to it. Who's better for the country? Okay, if we look at Trump, well, let's go to Biden first, because Jon Stewart, if you don't know, is a very good comedian, in my opinion, and he does a lot of political humor. And Jon Stewart recently just spoke the truth. He was doing a show, and in his episode, he talked about the ridiculous age of both these clowns, okay? Trump being in his late 70s, Biden is 81 years of age. Now, Biden is the oldest person to ever hold the presidency, and I believe Reagan was the oldest prior to Biden holding the record, and Reagan was 69 years of age. Now, the minimum age to be president of our great country is 35. When Biden took office, he was 78, and now he's 81. But the question I think that needs to be asked in this episode, thanks for tuning in, is are these guys, both of them, too old? And if you take Trump, and I'm going to get to Trump and his fiasco of legal problems, because that is more pressing than his age. Even 4 years at that particular age is significant. And so just think about Biden and what he was like at 77, 78 compared to 81. But let me start with, and you ask yourself, who is better of the two evils? Who is better of the two evils? Because in one case, I would say we have a definite better president, another repeat of 4 years, even with his advanced age, and that is Biden, and his policies are better for the country. But the question is, will Biden even live through 4 years, y'all? Will Biden even live through 4 years? Now, here's some of the most recent guffaws that Biden has done. He confused Egypt with Mexico. Now, let's just stop for a moment. If you're doing a press conference and you're the flipping president of the United States and you can't deliver, and I'm assuming there's a teleprompter, there's some kind of written information that he's referring to in his speeches, plural. And I got to think that things should not be that pressuring as he attempts to name the right effing country. And again, he confused Egypt with Mexico. Another guffaw that Biden had was he confused two different French presidents with one of them dying. And again, put yourself in his position. If you cannot deliver the current president's name correctly, what does that mean? Yo, it's real simple. You're too effing old, okay? Now, another guffaw. Biden said 100 people died of COVID, and it was a million. Well, what's 5, 6, 10 zeros? I mean, really, right? I'm being facetious. Huge problem. So here's the deal. Now, let me make sure everybody understands. I'm a flipping Democrat. I am not, I don't believe, a woke liberal. I tend to side toward a centrist, Republican, moderate kind of thinking in my support of issues. However, I am by no means going to be tied to the hip with Donald Trump. Absolutely not. Now, before I get into Donald Trump's legal problems, let me just say that Donald Trump made one glaring guffaw that has been used against him, and that was when he confused Nikki Haley with Nancy Pelosi. And I have a friend of mine who said, well, you know, he's been campaigning, and, you know, Biden hasn't been campaigning, and Trump has been doing all these hours of campaigning, traveling around. You know what I say? Bullshit. Sorry. Bullshit. If you cannot remember or differentiate between Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi, this is more an issue of Trump's inability to come up with the right lie, because he lies his ass off. And, you know, when you lie all the time, it's a little difficult because you can't even remember the lie that you just told. So here we go. Trump's biggest liability, unlike Biden, is not his age. Now, I think that in 4 years, I'm lowering my phone volume, by the way, if you hear that in the background. Trump's capacity to articulate is going to be degenerated quite a bit. Because at this advanced age, you really should be reading books, maybe going out and playing a little golf, or doing something with the wife, or traveling. At this advanced age, and this is what Jon Stewart said, and he caught a bunch of crap from his Democrat base for his comments, which were true. And if there's one thing I stand behind in this podcast, even though it's only 15 minutes, is that it's going to be true, yo. It's going to be true. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to tell the truth. So here's the truth. Letitia James recently came out and said, if Donnie Boy doesn't start paying the judgment, and the most recent judgment was somewhere in the vicinity of around $354 million, with $100 million tacked on for interest. Now, I don't know what the exact numbers are, y'all, but you got to believe that Trump is shitting bricks right now, even though he acts like he isn't, because even his son-in-law years ago said Trump doesn't have a lot of capital. What he has are assets. Now, he's got an increased amount of assets and capital because of the money that was made while he was serving as president for him, his two degenerate sons, and his degenerate daughter. But now he's going to have to come up, and he's not even done, yo. So if you're going to look at Biden Republicans, MAGA wingnuts, if you're going to look at Biden and you're going to take issue with his age, are you going to take issue with his legal problems? Because he ain't out of the water yet, yo. He ain't out of the water. He was denied immunity, which means he's going to have to answer one of his upcoming court cases has to do with the January 6th riot, or even though the Supreme Court didn't agree with this, insurrection. Sorry, Colorado. I'm sorry that the Supreme Court justices are too afraid to correctly rule that Trump did incite an insurrection, and they weren't going to be the body that took him off the ballot and started a domino effect But listen, MAGA wingnuts, you really think it's cool to have a president, just if we ended it today, has been criminally and civilly charged for a number of offenses in which he's having to pay out close to $500 million? Are you okay with that? Because obviously you are. You know, Trump made a saying one time, a statement that he could kill somebody and no charges would be brought against him. He could shoot somebody. I forgot the exact verbiage. He could shoot somebody on whatever, 42nd Street, I don't know, somewhere in New York, and nothing would happen to him. Well, is that still true, wingnuts, MAGA adults? Is that true? Are you really going to support this clown? Because it ain't over till it's over. I forgot who's saying, it ain't over, babe, till it's over. I forgot. Isn't that, well, it'll come to me. This happens. And I'm only 61. So listen, he's got a criminal trial coming up on March 25th, in which his old attorney, Cohen, has testified numerous times before various bodies about the Trumpster's usage of funds inappropriately to do hush money payoffs. And that, my friends, is going to be the next big hurdle that he is going to have to overcome. So I'm going to ask you right now, are you going to side with Biden? Well, first of all, if you're a conservative MAGA wingnut, you're not going to side with Biden. But are you going to, all I ask is that you ask yourself, are you comfortable with this kind of distraction for your man, Donald Trump? And forget the fact that he embarrassed himself the day after the judgment was stated and thrown down on him. He went to flippin' SneakerCon in Philadelphia, y'all, and was peddling the most ugliest ass sneakers I've ever seen. There's your boy. I'll take Biden 24/7, 7 days a week. Peace.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.